Welcome to WYSO News on NPR One and at WYSO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. President Donald Trump's approval numbers vary depending on the pollster and their methodologies. But what is clear is that both Trump's campaign and his first 2 months in office have been controversial. They've also been politically polarizing for many people across the country, including some young Republicans in the Miami Valley. The noonday bell rings at the University of Dayton. Hundreds of college students spill out of campus buildings heading to their next destination. UD is home to more than 240 student clubs and organizations. Among them is the University of Dayton Republicans Club. The group has about 40 active members and 175 students on their mailing list. Sophomore Thomas Farrell is the club's president. He's also running for chairman of the Ohio College Republicans. Farrell didn't care for President Donald Trump's rhetoric during the campaign. He says it was just too divisive and he didn't vote for him in November either. However, he does support many of Trump's policies, particularly the president's stances on immigration and abortion.
I respect that he's the president and I'm hoping for his success. I voted for somebody other than him that I thought would be the best choice, but I do root for his success now and I really do hope he is a great, great president.
Farrell says he thought the president's first speech to a joint session of Congress, quote, depicted a bold and ambitious plan for America. But before Trump took office, Farrell's views more closely reflected those of other millennials. According to the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement at Tufts University, half of eligible voters between the ages of 18 and 29 voted in November. That's about 24 million young people. And according to the center's analysis, about 55% of those millennials voted for Hillary Clinton. That's compared to only 37% who voted for Trump.
So we stepped out the hallway.
At Cedarville University, junior and political science major Matthew Beal describes himself as a conservative with libertarian leanings. He pulled the lever for President Trump on November 8th, despite supporting Ted Cruz in the primary. Beal also found Trump's campaign rhetoric divisive, but he admires the president's ability to shake up the political establishment.
I do think Trump has a mouth that runs too much, and based on that, it's been kind of tough with some of the things he said. His comments about women were reprehensible, in my opinion, but it was going to come down to Clinton or Trump, and I could not support the policies of Hillary Clinton.
And neither could Jacob Calloway, another Cedarville student. Politically, Calloway identifies as an independent, and as a Christian, he says he had big problems with Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson, and so
I did not vote, actually. I chose to abstain.
Calloway is a senior in Cedarville's International Studies program. As he prepares to enter the workforce, he worries about the growing and sometimes volatile political divide he sees on other university campuses and among Americans overall.
I don't want my political opinions to hold me back from jobs or to hold me back from making a living. You know, people have very little respect for competition of ideas and the idea of diversity of opinion. And so I would hope that going forward, I can be hopefully an agent of diversity and an agent of community rather than division. Being a really good debater does nothing if you don't bring people together.
The political views of young Republicans aren't easily categorized, even when they don't like Trump, according to University of Dayton political science professor Christopher Devine.
They agree with a lot of Democratic criticisms of him, but they also don't agree with the Democratic Party solutions to those, how they'd handle, for instance, immigration in a different way than Trump. So that's a really interesting dynamic where you see a group kind of caught in the middle trying to figure out what it means to not fully be in support but also not fully be in opposition.
And Devine says there is another conflict at play where President Trump is concerned. Some Americans believe a president needs governmental experience to lead the country effectively. Others clearly believe it will take a political outsider like Trump to effectively change government.
You'll get quite a divide on that, but certainly the fact that he, not just that he's an outsider, but that he is the unique personality that Donald Trump is, it's creating a dynamic that's really just fascinating for observing the political system and putting in that context of, well, we've already always talked about what if an outsider came in. Now we get to see what that's like.
Ultimately, Devine says he's not sure whether historians will regard Trump's presidency as a one-off or a game changer. And he admits it may be difficult for other outsider candidates to replicate Trump's ascendancy to Washington in future elections. For WYSO Radio on NPR One and at WYSO.org, I'm Jerry Kenney.